Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What couple?
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Matt and Amanda. Okay, Amanda, how old is your son?
He's 12.
And what seems to be the problem?
Basically, every single night, he's playing video games right before bed. And it's the blue light that is affecting his eyesight. And I keep reading all these articles. And the moms in the group chat, we just keep talking about how these kids, their eyesights are getting worse and worse because they're on screens constantly. He's having a two-hour video game session every night before bedtime. And it's got to be affecting him. And I really just think that this is something that needs to be just stopped.
So you want him to give up video games altogether?
No. He does work. He does his homework. He does the things he needs to do. It's not a punishment. I just don't want him to do it before bed. I feel like that is when the eyes are tired already. He needs to be able to kind of come down from the day and not be straining his eyesight. He can do his video games, but maybe do it before he has to go and be right before bedtime when his eyes aren't already tired.
Okay, Matt?
Look, here's the thing. He's going to play video games. He's a good kid. The way it works now is he gets up in the morning, goes to school, comes home, does his homework, has dinner, and then plays the video games. She doesn't have a problem with the fact he's playing video games. She just wants to change the timing. And I don't see how that does anything about his eyes, about any of it. It's still the same activity, but instead of front-loading it where he comes home and gets to play games and then does his homework, the games are sort of a reward. If he doesn't get his homework done, he can't play the games. But the way she's trying to organize it would be that he gets to play the video games, and then if he doesn't get his homework done, he just has to stay up later past his bedtime. I think it's ridiculous.
But Amanda, is that true? You want him to come home and play video games and then do his homework?
Yes, just so he can kind of get all that nervous energy after school and just get it out of his system by playing the games, get that out of the way so he can, you know, get focused, eat some dinner, then he can do his homework, get tired, and then go to sleep.
So no blue screen before bedtime, homework before bed.
I mean, I think you both make points. We've heard from the same experts, and everybody's read the same stuff about the blue light, and it can't be good. On the other hand, I think about how I manage my time and how it's a reward system, right? If video games is how he decompresses, in fact, how he lets go, if you let him come home and play video games for 2 hours, what's his homework going to look like? That would be my question.
Yeah.
And then he's tired, right?
Yeah.
You play video games for a couple hours. Then you eat. I think it's a valid point. If he doesn't get his homework done, he's staying up later, in fact. So,
but is it better that he's exposing himself to hours of blue screen and screens right before bed? I think if
I'm
you do your
doctor.
Homework, you're exhausted and you just fall asleep. So, I can understand why it would lull you to sleep. I don't know. Let's see what the audience has to say. Mm. Would it make more sense to get rid of the screens before bed and have it earlier in the day and then do the homework right before bed?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I feel like the video games is always such a hot topic because parents are not really sure what to do. Matt and Amanda have a 12-year-old son. He plays about 2 hours of video games every night. Here's the problem and the disagreement. He usually comes home from school, finishes his homework, and then plays the video games the 2 hours before he goes to bed. Amanda, his mom, thinks that that's a bad idea because blue screen before bedtime is not supposed to be good for you. So she wants to flip it, where he does the video games right after school, and then he goes to his room to work with his books and do his homework.
You know, there's a couple things here, obviously, that I think are concerning. Number one, he's been doing this at the end of the night. So while a lot of people would argue that, you know, the video games and that interaction is going to keep you awake, at the same time, his body has been trained to that this is how he ends his evening, right? So if you're doing that right after school, where does that leave your brain power for your homework after that? The other thing is like, you know, eyesight's one thing, but we have to be realistic about the fact that kids' activities have changed. You know, before when I was younger, what would you do? You'd watch television for a couple hours. You'd do this, you'd do that. You know, you'd read a book or whatever. That's not what kids do to entertain themselves anymore. They play video games, many of them.
But, you know, Matt, dad, says the same thing. Like, if we let him do video games, how we know he's going to have the energy or even want to do his homework after that?
And this is his reward system. This is his release.
But, I mean, that blue screen right before bed, there's all these studies. Yeah. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I believe the father's side, and they have those lenses for the blue lights if she's worried about the blue lights bothering his eyes before nighttime. There's glasses they have for that.
Do those things even work?
The blue blockers, right? We just had a study come out like a few months ago. They don't work.
Yeah. I remember when they first came out, all the doctors came on saying, yeah, get these for your kids. And then all of a sudden everybody went radio silent. Yeah. And then it was like, maybe not.
I mean, how weird will it be? You're walking into your kid's room. He's wearing his grandmother's glasses.
Yeah. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Matt and Amanda have a 12-year-old son. 2 hours of video games every night he plays before bed. Amanda is super concerned that the blue light right before sleep is not good. So she wants to allow him to do video games right after school, then his homework before bed. But her husband, Matt, thinks it's a bad idea.
Listen, Matt says, this is how kids blow off steam nowadays. They play video games. His grades are good. His behavior is great. Why should we change this? He comes home, he does his homework. That's been good. If you tell him he can do his homework after dinner, he's going to be staying up. The work's going to be lackluster. It's going to be a problem.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Darlena and my son Mateo right here, 10 years old.
Oh, hi. All right. What do you guys think?
Well, my son may be the side of the mom, but my son is not allowed to play at all during the week. We only give him to play on the weekend, but he needs to take a break also because it's not really good for your eyes to stare in the screen for hours and hours.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she's making a big deal about the eyesight, and to me, it's just, you know, brain fog and fatigue, too.
Yeah.
You know, after a few hours of that, I mean, the blue light, there's so many different ways it affects the body, especially before you go to sleep, that we don't even realize yet. So.
Yeah. I'm sure Mateo doesn't feel the same way, but it's all right.
Right. As mentioned, Mateo's like, no, no, no. We should get more of this.
Hey, Debbie, whose side are you on?
I'm not really sure whose side I'm on because I think 2 hours a night during the school week for a 12-year-old is too much video game time. I don't know how you break that cycle, but doing the homework second is not going to produce quality work. And it's teaching them that, you know, you can play first and do work later. I just think 2 hours a night is too much for a middle school student. What does he get, 3 hours a night when he gets to high school? I'm not really quite sure how that works.
Hi, Sean Paul. Whose side are you on today?
So I'm on the side who wants to do the homework when they come home from school.
Yeah.
My daughter's 12, and she literally just heard the whole story. And she loves to come home and do homework as well and then play video games. She's like, why would they want to wait to do homework because it's fresh in your brain?
So you're on dad's side then.
So I'm on dad's side then.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Matt, our audience agreed with you. Amanda, he has to have his homework done because he's treating the video games as his reward. So the minute that you give him video games first, you might run into he just wants one more hour.
Right.
He just wants more time. He's not finishing the work. It's too late at night and now he's exhausted. I think you got to keep it the way you have it.
So then his eyesight is just going to suffer and I just, who cares what I think? Like that's the answer.
Well, that's what you agreed to. You came out with a couple of
agreed.
You showed up here, man, and we didn't knock on your door. So,
yeah, I didn't want to be the bad guy, but the audience picked me. Like, it makes sense. Like, look, if his homework takes as long, he doesn't get to play 2 hours of video games the way you have it or want it. He would automatically get 2 hours of video games built in. So,
well, fine.
I mean,
be the bad guy when he doesn't get 2 hours of video games.
If I might make a suggestion, maybe you could do this. Again, I don't know your schedule, so I know that adjusting schedules is not easy. But maybe if dinner moves up 15, 20 minutes, then the video game commencement can move up at the same time. And then you've got some time without blue light, without screens whatsoever, before he actually does have to go to bed. maybe that would help. But, you know, again, I think that this is all new information. Nobody really knows for sure.
Yeah, I was about to say, good luck. It's just navigating and trying to figure it out, just like everybody else. Yeah, if you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annonraven.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.